And now for something completely different.
Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Here I come to save the day.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to SEP.
It's go time.
Trump rally is going to resume in Tulsa on June 19th. June 19th marks Juneteenth. It's the anniversary of the emancipation of the last enslaved African Americans in the Confederacy. Tulsa was the site of a racist massacre in 1921 when mobs of white people destroyed the Greenwood District, which was known as Black Wall Street, because it had the wealthiest black community in the country. The attackers murdered dozens of Greenwood residents, although those numbers are considered historically conservative. They're talking 700 or 800 injured, as many as 300 murdered. Donald, showing up in Tulsa, well, he just keeps testing for shits and giggles to see how much bitter-tasting snake oil people are willing, hell, ready to swallow, and how much he can insult their intelligence before they finally go, "Hey, wait a second." They keep injecting him with the blind adoration and worship that is heroin to a narcissist. Calling the relationship between the wannabe king and the court codependent is like calling the Grand Canyon an interesting little hole in the ground. Adam Troy Castro published a lengthy list of outrageous Trump comments and/or actions publicly documented either in print or on video. I saw it on Facebook. You can check it out there. It's a long list of the things that he has said or done, and the general drift of it was in the form of an open letter to Trump supporters saying, "Don't you people see what you see and hear what you hear? Please explain to me how you justify these things." My two cents? The thing under the thing with that, for example, perfectly accurate summary of comments and actions publicly made, and as a result, objective and impartial, is that it is, as a means of convincing those in support of him to think otherwise, mostly useless. Because, if for no other reason, one of the symptoms always present in those who've committed allegiance to the Trump cult is a common cult symptom, an almost physiologically ingrained refusal to see or hear anything anti-cult. "Hey, look, the sun is causing us to turn red and hurt." That's not the sun. And it was Obama who started all that red and hurt business. It's stage four confirmation bias. This nation is at least 2 years and, by my count, at least 100,000 tweets past any possible effectiveness being achieved by changing minds. What remains as antidote is reaction, revolt, even revolution in the form of positive but determined participation. For example, encouraging, endorsing, supporting, assisting, even campaigning for maximum voter turnout. The anticipation that Trump will go as low as he primarily feels is necessary to protect and retain his position, and not allowing ourselves to be distracted by political wishful thinking. "Well, we just need to maintain the high road here. Maybe if we do that, he will in turn..." Yeah, that's a sure road to Trump term two. For effective perspective, check out the church conversation scene between Sean Connery and Kevin Costner in The Untouchables. Just Google Connery, the Chicago way. We should employ pressure points to the process. Let's hold our votes hostage in whatever size groups we can assemble and make it clear to congressmen and women and senators that their continued failure to step up and do the right thing is going to cost them their jobs. We can add to that clear messages, wherever and however they can be conveyed to corporations, most especially consumer products and or consumer retail stores, that their continued financial support of the Trump cult will result in damaging and possibly even permanent losses to their livelihoods. For example, in the news, Home Depot, whose founder has pledged literally billions of dollars to the MAGA campaign fund. And let's stop wasting time and energy and resources on a continued sounding the alarm bell regarding the cult and this cut-rate Jonestown guru's flaws and failings. The inferno is clearly visible and considerable. It's time to stop alerting and start extinguishing. The Cliff Notes wrap-up, everybody knows what he is. It's time to put a stop to what he currently does for a living.
You're listening to SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
You know what? I like you because you are special.
Here's a passing thought. If you're among those who snarl and spit at the celebrities speaking out on issues of the day, and you count yourself as a member of the just shut the fuck up and sing, or dance, or act, etc. club, well, the chances are pretty good that you're also a fervent supporter of the current, meaning for the moment temporary, administration. So let's sum it up. You think singers, actors, artists need to mind their own business. And about 4 years ago, you elected a third-rate media personality reality game show host, President of the United States.
Oops!
You see that thing swirling away down the crapper? Yeah, that's your credibility.
You're listening to SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
NASCAR stepped up and stepped out and banned the Confederate flag or the Confederate symbol from all NASCAR events. Because if there was ever a demographic eager, willing, and always ready to stay out in front of contemporary societal issues and lead the march toward a more enlightened and erudite civilization, it's the NASCAR crowd. Hashtag, who needs the wacky tobacco those libtards smoke? Hashtag, we get high just watching guys driving around in circles hour after hour after hour. And last but not least...
finally!
Today's increase your word power and ideally your brain power, but let's deal with one crisis at a time. Number 43. Antifa is an amalgam of the words anti and fascism or fascists. This would indicate people who are anti, against, not in favor of, fascism or fascists. Defined in the dictionary as a form of far-right authoritarian ultranationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, as well as strong regimentation of society and of the economy, which came to prominence in early 20th century Europe. So, summing it up simply, anti-fascist... people who are strongly opposed to dictators. Accordingly, people who are strongly opposed to people who are strongly opposed to dictators are, by the laws of grammatical physics, in favor of dictators, and would, following the amalgam logic, be profa. Not to be confused, of course, with the drug that killed Michael Jackson. Though, by all recent evidence, comments, posts, and most especially tweets, profa might easily be interchanged with its impish first cousin, MAGA. So, the good news, no need to rush out and buy a new red cap. We hope this has been of some use in clarifying complex, difficult, and or, you know, big words and phrases. Next time, we'll break down and explain authoritarian, grammatical, and of course, amalgam.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Till next time. Be safe.
SEP is produced and recorded in the studios of my production company in the United States of America. For more information on this and all of our other informational and entertainment programming, visit SCPRadioNetwork.com. SCP.